Okay, I'd like to call the meeting to order. First, the roll call. Bill Piniaz is not present. John Baderka, I'm present. Ben Crossley is not present. Frank Maselli?
Present.
Present. And Matt Suarez?
Present.
Present. Any remarks from the public? Any remarks from the public? No remarks from the public. Okay, on to new business, and the new business is to render a decision on the appeal of the building official's decision regarding 178 Ridge Hill Road. Looking back at the minutes from the last meeting that we had on February 28th, it was clear that we discussed extensive background on this issue to kind of put things in context, but it's clear that the Building Code Board of Appeals has no authority over statutory issues or building department process issues that were discussed. The sole issue that we have authority over is limited to evaluating the adequacy of the temporary electrical grounding rods to meet building code requirements. So I'd like to make a motion to agree that the function of the Building Code Board of Appeals is limited to determining if the building code is being properly applied to the grounding rods and to evaluate any proposed alternative methods of achieving code compliance.
I second.
I'm in favor.
Okay, so, and I agree. So the votes are 3 agree, no dissent. Moving on, Mr. McNeese takes exception to the inspection report stating grounding rods must be verified as to length as required by Building Code Section 250.52, Paragraph 5. In order to resolve the issue, since there are indications that grounding rods are too short, resolution requires objective quality evidence that the grounding rods are in fact of the proper length required by code, or a proposed alternative method of meeting code requirements. Looking at the information that we have, there is no objective quality evidence that's been provided that determines that the grounding rods are of the acceptable length required by code. I'd like to make a motion to agree that objective quality evidence has not been provided to confirm grounding rod adequacy.
I second.
I agree.
With regard to the alternative methods that might be used to confirm adequate grounding, they have not been proposed by Mr. McNeese. I make a motion to agree that alternative methods have not been proposed to ensure grounding adequacy.
I second.
And I agree.
In the absence of objective quality evidence or any proposed alternative methods to attain code compliance, it appears that this appeal should be denied. I make a motion that the Building Code Board of Appeals denies the appeal of Mr. Adam McNeese regarding 178 Ridge Hill Road, dated August 19th, 2023.
I second.
And I agree.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn. Any remarks from the public? Any remarks from the public? No remarks from the public. I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
I second.
I agree.